Hi, my name is Eunice Alpasan, a freshman at U of I, and I'm one of this year's College of Media's Roger Ebert Fellows.
I'm Peri Apostolakos. I'm a sophomore at the University of Illinois, and I'm also a Roger Ebert Fellow.
And I'm Curtis Cook, a junior at the University of Illinois and also a Roger Ebert Fellow. And today we saw a screening at the Music Box in Chicago of Alfonso Cuarón's new film, Roma, which is now streaming on Netflix.
Roma is set in the early 1970s in Mexico City, and it follows a housekeeper, Cleo, whose life intermingles with the family that she cares for, and she also goes through personal struggles herself.
It does follow this housekeeper who doesn't really have a lot of pull in society and isn't really, you know, a hero or someone notable by any means, but it is set against a background of a lot of turmoil and a lot of chaos going on, both in the environment and politically.
Yeah, and we see that turmoil really kind of go against the rest of the story, which is really very intimate in the way that it shows this housekeeper and her interactions with the children in this household while everything is falling apart around her.
I liked how the story itself was pretty easy to follow. We just get to see an intimate portrayal of this woman going through something. But at the same time, there's like so much going on around her. Like the setting itself was almost like its own character. And we get to see like all this chaos happening. And then Cleo was just really composed, but you could still see like some hurt in her. So I felt like I was really connected to her.
Yeah, and that's something where the filmmaking really accentuates all of that. Because while all of this chaos is happening around her and the different scenes with the riots and the forest fires and whatnot, she is always there and she is always this main piece of composure. And that's always kind of mirrored by the camera work, which is very slow and there are very clean pans and tracking shots. Whereas in other films, it would always be handheld. Even conversations sitting at a table, you could see the camera shake, whereas in this one, there wasn't any. And I think that really just speaks to the way that this character is supposed to be portrayed in Cuarón's mind.
The movie itself is really meditative. And as you go along, like watching the film, you kind of start to understand that and not everything has to be like this huge plot.
You said the word meditative, and actually that really resonated with me at the beginning of the film, where you just kind of see this like stone, and we realize later that it's a walkway or a driveway, but then like the water just kind of is flowing in and out, and it's later revealed to you that she's kind of washing this floor, washing this ground. And I feel like that was just very calming and relaxing, like the sound of the water, the sound of it draining, push back and forth, go in and out. I felt like that was very meditative.
Yeah, and in a way, that's kind of a departure from some of Cuarón's other works, such as Y Tu Mama Tambien, which I think came out in 2001, which is a much more energetic and passionate story about these teenagers who go on a road trip and just this big moment in their lives and how it all affects them. That movie does have its serious moments and does really bring it down to a much more grounded level. It still captures this more innocent kind of vibrancy that we don't get here apart from the children.
I feel like Y Tu Mama Tambien was more of a coming-of-age story where it was, like you said, a very momentous period, like a part of a person's life that they will remember and that will impact them for the rest of their days. But this was definitely an impactful portion of Cleo's life and of her family, but it wasn't really set up in this way that it was an adventure. Although they did use the word adventure a few times, the mother, when kind of trying to sugarcoat to her children what their life would be like after their family undergoes a really big change, Y Tu Mama Tambien was way more colorful and vibrant and explorative and wild. Like, I think of, like, young, wild, and free individuals who are going on this road trip. And then Cleo is kind of more of a grounded, content in her, you know, kind of smaller life, like her regular, mundane existence, except for these things that are going on around her and things that also happen to her, but she doesn't really let that turn her life into something more.
In the movie, Cleo is the main character, essentially, but we never really get to hear from her, and we never really know what she's thinking. And we don't really find that out until, like, the last scene of the movie where they're at the beach. So I really appreciated how we were able to see that side of her at the very end, even though we were essentially, like, throughout the whole film, we were kind of in the dark in terms of what she was actually feeling.
Yeah, and I think that may be why some people do have the disconnect with it emotionally, where you have all of these almost like Kubrickian or Italian neorealist camera angles where it kind of just takes you away and it seems cold because you're not seeing these characters in these more intimate styles. Sometimes you'll focus on like a TV or the floor rather than what's actually happening in terms of the drama of the story. And I think that may take some people out of it because of that.
I definitely would say that it's worth it to stick it out until the end because you do really, truly get to know this woman and this family. And I've always really enjoyed stories where I'm rooting for someone, where I feel like I want them to be okay. I want them to end up all right. And if you really enjoy that human connection and, you know, art kind of imitating life and bringing it right to you and all in all its horribleness and all its glory at the same time, I think that you definitely need to have the patience for it if it's something that you're not normally used to, if you're more used to more fast-paced things and not this sort of like legato long kind of storytelling. But I think it's definitely worth it just to kind of get lost in something else for a minute.